for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
4th of July, week, family camp meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Side one of this tape is Wednesday evening, July the 2nd, 1986, and the prophecies that the Lord spoke through Brother Jack Harris. Side two of this tape is Thursday morning, July the 3rd, prophecies that the Lord spoke through Brother Jack Harris, and then he ministered on the subject, No Limitations.
Oh, my people, look unto me. I have great and mighty things to show you. Yea, I have many things to show you that you know not. You're only just beginning to come up into the higher planes. I have many things to give you if you will only open your heart. Yea, I will fill you so full of my son Jesus that you will never, never, never want to go down to the lowlands again. You'll want to stay in the heights of glory, for my Shekinah glory is upon you even this night. But oh, come on up higher, come up higher into the Spirit. Come on up higher. Do not detain. Do not loiter. Do not fool around. But come up closer to me, for yea, thou shalt be rejoicing in Zion. For great is the surprise in triumph. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say not to yourself, my hair is gray and white, and I am too old for the master's use. For I say, you have a place in my kingdom. Say not to this prophet and that prophet that I bring to this place, I cannot receive of him. For yea, I have called my servants from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. I have called them from the dark places. I have called them from the hot and the cold places. I have called them for you, my people, this week. As I have called my people, I have called my servants. Reject them not. Reject not their ways, their styles, their mannerisms. They are my men. They are my mighty men this day. They are my men I have anointed with my spirit to be my trumpet in this day and this earth. And you, my people, have received an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say this night. I say you have an ear to hear. Say not, I do not understand. For yea, I have meat and I have milk at my table, and to the day of the sufficiency thereof, I shall feed you the hidden manna. I shall feed you sufficiently. You shall understand what your God says this day. You shall have it. You shall do exploits. It shall make growth in your body, in your spirit. You shall not be without lack, for I have brought you to this place to hear these my servants, that you might grow and come forth unto me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yea, the Lord would say further unto thee, yea, come and draw nigh unto me, you that have a serious heart. If you are now ready to face responsibility, if you are now ready to assume a responsibility, you can draw nigh unto me and be endowed with gifts that comes from the throne, saith the Lord, thou God. Only to those that will come with a serious heart am I speaking this moment, saith the Lord. Yea, I am not calling you to a geographical location, but in your spirit, if you will just come up hither. Yea, if thou shalt draw nigh unto me, thou shalt be endowed with gifts, yea, that are spiritual gifts. Yea, if thou dost so desire, just let it be known unto me, saith the Lord thou God. You do not have to vocalize it, just speak with your spirit and with your heart, and I, the Lord thou God, shall hear. Yea, you can have as close a walk with me as you would like and desire to have, saith the Lord. Only now the next move is yours. And if thou shalt move in your spirit without moving out of your tracks, even from where you stand physically, but with your spirit say, here am I, Lord. I am coming to be endowed with gifts from on high. Yea, because I want to bless the body of Christ. I want to have that ministry of exhortation, comfort, that goes out to the body of Christ. I do not want to be just always a taker, but I now desire to be one of those that will give, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and if in your heart you can ask with all sincerity, I shall give you something to give, saith the Lord. I shall give you life that will flow into thee, yea, and fill your inmost being, and it will flow out from thee, yea, and it will bring life where there has only been desperation and destitution, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I shall surely make you a vessel, an honorable vessel that is fit for use in the master's house, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, it is not a time to play church or to play around and to be undecided and double-minded, but it is a time to have a single mind and a single eye. It is a time to reach out and up, that you might touch, as it were, the Spirit of the Almighty. For I shall move mightily in a people that I have prepared to move through, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and in these days of preparation, since the camp began, I have been preparing you, for this minute to come. To in your spirit come and say, here am I, Lord. I open my spirit to thee, dear Lord. Yea, fill me with that you would desire me to be filled with. And the Lord thou God shall flood your inmost being, and you shall know of a truth, that you have been in the realm of the Shekinah glory of the Most High God, even this night, saith the Lord. While I am offering you this chance to come, do not hesitate. Do not draw back, for my soul hath no pleasure in the drawbackers, saith the Lord. Yea, but I take pleasure in those that will make the first step by faith. And if you will do that, I, the Lord, thou God, shall surely meet you more than halfway. I shall surely endue thee with a life that will be profitable to thee. If thou shalt live in the land many years, it will be profitable to thee. And if thou should be in the land only a short while, it will be a profitable life that I shall give unto thee. Come and get your abundance this night, saith the Lord. For don't you know that I have not come that you might just have a meager existence or a meager experience with me, but I have come that you may have an abundant of life. Yea, and I have it with me present now, and I'll give it to you, and you can take it home with you, saith the Lord thou God. You won't have to leave it at the door or park it in the parking lot, but what I'm going to give you, you can take it home with you. You can take it to school with you. You can take it to work with you. You can take it visiting with you. You can bring it to church with you. Yea, for it shall be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Yea, and you shall be eternally glad that when the Lord said, come this night, that you said, Lord, I will come, I will receive, yea, and receive you shall. Now, saith the Lord, this minute, all in unison, open up your spirit and your heart. Yea, for the Lord is going to shower from the upper elements of heaven. He's going to shower some choice blessings down upon and within his people. Be ready to absorb that the Lord is doing even this moment, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, fill this congregation with the goodness of God now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enable them, Lord, to open their spirits that they might absorb of the Lord. In Jesus' great name tonight, Heavenly Father, now, in the name of Jesus and to the glory of God, hallelujah, fill these young folks with the power of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my Lord and our God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Glory to the Lord. Open your spirit, yea, and receive of the Lord now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said unto me, oh, my Lord. Yo, praise the lovely Lord. Open up your home. But the Lord's going to touch you with it now. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. Oh, may you overflow. Oh, let you absorb like a sponge of that that the Lord is doing to your heart and your spirit now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Know thou, daughter of the Lord, that from this hour forward, you're never going to be the same again. For God has moved deep in your spirit. Deep has called unto deep. Yea, and thou doth know in your spirit, yea, that thou art ordained and called into a high and lofty calling. It shall challenge you all the days of your life. Yea, and the Lord would admonish thee to go in first fruit of that that you feel in your spirit now. And the Spirit of the Almighty will direct you through the days of your life. You can have a good life in the land of the living because you have been touched by the hand of the Almighty tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God forever. Oh, blessed be God. Praise the lovely Lord. Oh, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forever. Oh, hallelujah. Shield to, oh my son, the Lord would say unto thee this night, yea, even since this camp begun, and with the opening beginning of this camp, an enlargement began in thee. Yea, an enlargement of your spiritual capacity. You too, my son, will never be the same again because the Spirit of God has touched you very deeply. Yea, and you will find yourself walking from the inside out. You will find yourself living from the inside out. This is called walking in the Spirit. Yea, my Lord and our God, and from out of your inmost being will flow healing waters. Yea, waters of instruction. Yea, waters that will sustain. Yea, and thou shalt be a light to many, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I shall give you my word in an abundance. Yea, I shall give you the revelation of my purpose abundantly, saith the Lord thou God. Begin to prepare yourself, to minister to the body of Christ. For the Lord shall surely have you to do this thing, saith the Lord. And in this and this only will thou find happiness, yea, and will thou find life, the abundance of life that the Lord thou God calleth thee to tonight, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall strengthen thee by the power of my might, yea, to perform all the duties that I call thee unto, saith the Lord. For know that you are favored of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Further word here. I confirm that, and I say by word of instruction I speak the Rhema. The Lord, thou God, shall give this to you, line upon line, precept upon precept, Daniel, to you, to all that have come tonight, that has heard deep call unto deep. It shall be precept upon precept, principle upon principle, line upon line, a little tonight, a little more tomorrow, a little more next week. until thou dost stand in the fullness of the statue of the Christ, saith the Lord thou God. Do not quit. Do not slack your pace between now and then, saith the Lord thou God. For I shall surely preserve thee from now until then. And then I shall give you an abundance of entrance into my blessed kingdom, saith the Lord. And you shall reign with me forever and forever, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. As the Lord would say, my son, even before thou wast conceived, I had thee in my mind and in my heart. I fashioned thee in the womb. Thou art mine. I've called thee by thy name. I knowest thou comings out and your goings in. And I have positioned your feet in the path that you should go. I will lead, guide, and direct those feet. And my son, I have placed around you my mantle of love, that wherever you go and whatever you're doing, that you will draw those, even as honey does draw the bees, they will be drawn unto you, to my goodness and to my love, saith the Lord, because I've put you there in my place to be my mouthpiece and my spokesman, saith the Lord.
Well, the Lord would say unto you this night, as you have received much deliverance here, I would have you to go forth from this place. I would have you to go forth with the high praises of God upon your lips, with the sword of retribution in your hand. Yea, I would have you to go forth and to tear down the strongholds of the enemy, not only in your lives, but in the lives of those that are around you. But I would have you to do this with hesitancy. I would have you to do it with grace. I would have you to do it by the anointing of my Spirit. I would have you to do it according to my word, saith the Lord. For as you go forth in the power of my Spirit, as you go forth in the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you, I would have you to know that there are many that will come against you. Do not be afraid of their faces, my children, for they will not understand the message that you bring forth. But do not fear them, but I would have you to go forth carefully, because there are many serpents there. And do not fear the serpents, but as you see them, you shall tread on them, for you have power over them. I've given you total power over all the power of the enemy, my children. And I would have you to go forth ministering and to others, and being a minister to those that are in need, particularly those that need deliverance. You've seen great deliverance. You've seen walls broken down today. You've seen strongholds destroyed that have been many, many years in the making, my children. But don't rejoice in that, but rejoice in the fact that you have just seen the first breakthrough in the army of God, because I'm sending you forth as part of my mighty army, saith the Lord God. I'm sending you forth under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yea, I am sending you forth with the Spirit of God in you, the Word of God in you, and I would have you to overcome the enemy, because I'm raising up a mighty army all over this world. You're a part of it, and I want you to assume your place in that army. Seek me, saith the Lord. Find out your place in my army. Find out your position, whether it's a private, a corporal, a sergeant, a captain, or a general, whatever your position is. Find out what it is for me. Assume it. Start walking in it. And I will promote you, saith the Lord, for promotion cometh from on high, saith the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As Brother Hood gave this prophecy, I seen the angel of the Lord. You understand, I see the angel of the Lord? I often see the angel of the Lord. All my ministry, I've been able to see the angel of the Lord from time to time. It's always the same angel, and nobody told me what his name was, but I call him the angel of the Lord, and he looks pleased about it. So I'm going to continue to call him the angel of the Lord, and I see him. And the way I minister to some of you that may not be familiar with it, I wait until I see the angel of the Lord, and then he... When the angel of the Lord settles over somebody, he tells me to come there. And I go, and sometimes he gets a little ahead of me, and I'll see him move across on several people. I see the angel of the Lord has been virtually all over the tabernacle tonight, but I seen the angel of the Lord over Brother Gene here just a few minutes ago. And the angel of the Lord came from over in this direction and settled on Brother Gene here and gives me a word for him. And then he spread himself over the both of you. And then he goes over to Glenn, and he settles over Glenn and Irma. He gets over the both of you. I think the Lord wants me to move y'all together here, if you will. And I'm going to speak the rhema to you. You prophets, judge this. Hallelujah. 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 For this I see primarily, and since the angel of the Lord appeared to Brother Gene first, and I knew that, and to Earlene, yes. Earlene, I knew that the Lord had a word for you. And then as the word is concerning the work that you are now engaged in and will continue to be engaged in, and then when the angel of the Lord just kind of drew all of y'all together, and this, I think that this will only be a confirmation to you, because you probably already know it, that I see a, that let me just tell you what I see here. I see a great ministry coming forth through this ministry right here, through this vessel. A great ministry of deliverance. And the Lord would say unto you, and I'm speaking to this, to you combined here, the Lord would, yes, corporate body here, the Lord would say, yea, that the blessings of the Lord has just begun. Yea, the enlargement that has already begun in thee, the enlargement that thou hast seen in the last 2 years, the Lord doth direct me to say, is only a beginning. Yea, and the Lord thou God would help thee to stay in close contact with one another. Don't go for long periods of time without touching bases, as it were, if it's just to pick up the phone and call one another and discuss what the Lord is doing. Because the Lord has ordained, yea, that he shall give you a knowledge that many do not possess. Yea, the Lord hath seen your zeal. He has seen your determination. He has seen the hungering in your hearts, and I, the Lord, thou God, will cause the four hearts to beat as one, saith the Lord. I will cause the four minds to have the same desire, saith the Lord, thou God. Ye shall hunger as one, yea, and thou shalt be filled as one. And as time does progress and pass by, you will find yourselves working together many times. Yea, and many people will profit from this that the Lord is confirming to you tonight. Yea, for many shall be delivered. Yea, they shall be delivered from epilepsy. Yea, they shall be delivered from syphilis. They shall be delivered from every dread disease known to man at this hour, saith the Lord. Yea, and spirits of dissension, spirits of hindrance, shall have to go. Yea, for thou shalt combine thy forces together, yea, and the forces of the adversary will not be able to withstand you, saith the Lord. Yea, for thou shalt wade through, as a swarm of bees would wade through a flower garden, saith the Lord, thou God. That's the way that you'll wade through that depression that the enemy would lay upon many. Yea, and from all over the world, from all over, yea, telephone calls shall come, mail shall come, and the call will come, and the demand upon you will grow greater with each passing year, saith the Lord thou God. But as the demand grows, I shall strengthen you for the to meet the obligation, saith the Lord. Yea, and if thou shalt follow me without reservation, if thou shalt at this moment, even now, say, Lord, I surrender unconditionally, yea, thou wilt never have a need that I, the Lord, thou God, will not meet, saith the Lord. Yea, and I will send you out. And I will, not only will I send to you, but I will send you out. And you will find favor with people wherever you go. Because wherever you go, I'll have a people waiting. Yea, that will embrace the ministry that I have given you, saith the Lord. Yea, and you'll be like a river that is at flood tide. Yea, racing to be released, saith the Lord, thou God. For the Lord shall surely ignite an anointing from deep within thee. And thou shalt too walk from the inside out, think from the inside out, Yea, and a great anointing shall be upon you, for even this night I do pour upon you, as it were, a fresh anointing. Oh, saith the Lord, freshness, freshness, yea, of anointing cometh upon thee. Strength, my strength, saith the Lord, I cometh upon thee, and resteth upon thee. Yea, because this is the works of the Lord, and if God be for you, who can be against ye? Let no man lay charge to the elect, saith the Lord. Who is he that can separate you from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness appear or sword? As it is written, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yea, remember, my children, tonight, that you are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But through all of these things you are more than conquerors through him that has called you to this good work. For neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yea, and I say again, I will cause your hearts to beat as one. I will cause your aim to be as one. Yea, and know that you can walk together because you will be agreed. That is, you will all have the same goal in mind. You'll be pressing toward the mark as you endeavor to fulfill this ministry. You focus on the ministry, and I'll focus on the mark for the price of the high calling for you, saith the Lord about God. And the price is the redemption of your bodies, yea. But you need not focus on that too heavy. Focus on deliverance, and I'll focus on the other, saith the Lord. And I'll take care of that for you, yea, if you take care of this for me, saith the Lord. Oh, praise God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God.
Was there another word here for this? Your spirit bear witness that this is the truth?
Yes.
Amen. Nobody's spirit bear witness. But you heard a word from God. So you have to believe you heard a word from God. Jack Harris don't matter. You bypass him, get that Rhema. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak the Rhema to you. I see that. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God forever. Hallelujah. Now I see a lot of angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I see so many angels, I'm having a problem keeping up with my angel. Hallelujah. Well, don't you know? Angels are ministering spirits to them that are heirs to salvation. Hallelujah. I see the ministering spirits. No, I actually see them. I see them. I see them like I see Glenn here. Like I see Gene here. I see, yeah. Well, hallelujah. So I see the angel of the Lord, but I see a lot of ministering spirit angels. I think, if they won't be offended, I think there are lesser angels in a lesser realm than the angel that follows me, the angel of the Lord. He looks pleased when I call him the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there's some great ministry. Now listen, great, great ministry is going on out there right now. Right now you're being ministered to. Right now, if you'll open your heart and your spirit, this is mass deliverance. This is a mass. Oh, hallelujah. This is mass deliverance. Open your spirit. Hallelujah. Open up. You're hearing the Rhema. Hallelujah. This is a Rhema. You can be cleansed. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Maybe I ought to stop this off here in heaven. See the angel of the Lord over you, lady. Lift your hands there. Don't be careful. Don't hurt the angel. Lift your hands high above your head. Hallelujah. Open your heart and your spirit. Oh, my Lord. Great God, great God, great God. Yea, know of a truth, my daughter, that deep is calling unto deep tonight. Yea, I've bypassed your intellect and got down deep in your inner man, saith the Lord. Yea, therefore thou may know, yea, that thou art ordained for more than you knew you was ordained with before the angel of the Lord
has visited you, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, but the Lord doth send his angel to hover over thee even now. Yea, that the prophet might speak words of exhortation to you. The Lord would say, be of good courage. Don't be weary in well-doing. Yea, for I see a great harvest for you to reap, saith the Lord thou God. And the calling of the Lord is upon thee to come and walk with me in the beauty of holiness, saith the Lord thou God, and you shall be mine, and I shall deck you with beauty, saith the Lord. Beauty that comes from being holy. Yea, not beauty that one would adorn himself with standing in front of a mirror. Yea, but the beauty of the Lord shall rest upon thee, and a good countenance shall thou forward, yea, to all, and joy shall be yours. Yea, thou shalt know what it is to know the fullness of the joy of the Lord, as thou dost follow on to know me. Yea, the transition will not take place momentarily, but it has begun tonight, and the Lord thou God would have you to expect that enlargement will continue to increase in thee, and thou shalt come to a knowledge of the revelation of God that thou hast not known before. Thou shalt know of an assurity things that you do not even suspect as yet tonight, saith the Lord. And it shall be that the Lord thou God hath favored thee and moved upon thee, yea, because that he's seen a tender heart reaching out toward him. The Lord did hear your spirit tonight as you said, yea, Lord, here am I. Therefore the Lord has visited you this night. Let there be no mistake about it. Let the record speak clearly that you are one of the chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Who shot out of the real... Oh, my Lord. My Lord, stay awake. I got a word for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll let her wake up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ah, blessed be God. Bless the lovely Lord. Bless the lovely Lord. Bless the lovely Lord. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. The angel of the Lord stopped over you, my sister, and he showed me, my Lord, he showed me a table of delicacies. You stay with me in the spirit now. He showed me a table set with delicacies, and he put them in your view, and you were reaching out for them like a five-year-old. And I said, what meaneth this? And the angel of the Lord said, you see the hungering in that lady's heart. Yea, and because of the hungering in your heart. Yea, have you not read, blessed is he that doth hunger and thirst for righteousness, for he shall be filled. Yea, the Lord began to, oh yes, the Lord is calling deeper into the depth of your spirit tonight than he has ever called before, saith the Lord. This is your night. This is a day that the Lord hath made, and the Lord hath made it for you. Not just for you alone, but it is your day, saith the Lord. Therefore, take advantage for it. And every time you think about it for the next couple of hours, say, here I am, Lord. Yea, and see what the Lord doth fill thee with the good things of God, because enlargement cometh to you now. Yea, he's going to enlarge your faith. Yea, and hallelujah. He's going to enlarge your revelation, too, and you're going to see things that are just beyond your reach. He's going to keep you reaching forward and on tiptoes for the next few weeks and perhaps months, and it could even go from now on, saith the Lord thou God. It will depend on how diligently you pursue this that the Lord has said to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you what the Lord, the angel, comes over this young man and says, I see confusion in your spirit. Let me get a little feel here. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I see this young man is, what is your name?
Mike.
Mike, I see confusion in your spirit, perplexity, anguish. Hallelujah. But don't despair, because the angel of the Lord has paid you a visit.
Hallelujah.
And he's causing me now to give you the rhema.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know that you had confusion? And did you know that you had great perplexity and anxiety of your spirit? And you couldn't quite, you just can't quite decide. You're in a state of indecision. And oh, hallelujah. Kind of double-minded. I'm going to lay hands on you here in just a minute. Hallelujah. And I'm going to instill stability in you that you won't believe. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Ah, yes. Yes. In Jesus' name now, I'm going to impart to you, Mike. I'm imparting to you by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. By the knowledge of the Lord, I'm going to impart stability in you. Hallelujah. That will take away that indecision, will remove that perplexity. Hallelujah. Amen. And will, oh, my Lord and our God. And I'm now cleaning out a great big vacuum deep within you so that the Spirit of God can come into you. Hallelujah. And direct your life from there. Seek to be directed by the Spirit of God. For don't you know that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yea, my son, I seen the hungering in your heart. I see the perplexity. This does not have to be. Yea, for a great clearance, a great assurance can come unto thee by faith tonight. Yea, but you'll have to believe that you are receiving a word from the Almighty God. You'll have to believe. Yea, you'll have to exercise that measure of faith that I am instilling in you now. And if you will do this, you will surprise yourself and all of your friends with the stability that just becomes apparent within you from this night forward, saith the Lord. It can be yours. Hallelujah. And you can take it home with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the lovely Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the lovely Lord. Our lovely Lord. Let me finding my angel again here. Hallelujah. Amen. When he leaves, I quit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. No, I have I see the angel of the Lord back here over this young lady with the flower. You. That's the angel of the Lord. Come, let's. Yeah, the angel of the Lord comes with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. What is your name?
Linda.
You scared? Oh, I'm not.
No.
Huh? Don't be afraid. The Lord would say, don't be afraid. It is I. And all I'm doing, saith the Lord, just turning spotlight on your heart and on your spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah, and I'm searching out of everything that's within you that's alien to my kingdom, saith the Lord. No, God. You feel the searchlight of the Lord on you. Deep is calling unto deep. Oh, yes. Somebody kindly steady her here a little bit. My Lord, I see the angel of the Lord still over her. Hallelujah. And God still got his spotlight turned on you. Hallelujah. And now, Linda, is it Linda? Now, Linda, as the Lord turns his spotlight on your inner man, you look with the Lord in your spirit. Keep your eyes closed tight and look to the inner man within you. And see everything that is alien to the kingdom of God. Now hear the Lord say, Linda, in the future I'm going to turn this light on you often. Yea, but don't be alarmed by it, but be glad. Because you know what I'm going to be doing, saith the Lord? I'm going to be searching out for the last spot in your spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to search out and eradicate till I have to get this light down focused as small as a pencil. And I'm going to search out the last spot of resistance in your spirit and eradicate it. And you're going to come to me. I mean, come to me, saith the Lord, thou God. Not with just a mental consent, but you're going to come to me in body, spirit, and soul, saith the Lord, thou God. This will be your your destiny. Only do not rebel. Do be careful that you do not rebel against the inworkings of the Spirit of God. Yea, for God hath seen what you can be, and he has shown you by the Spirit what you can be, and you can have a good life here in the land of the living, and the Lord shall purify thee and cleanse thee to the amount of submission that you will render to God, saith the Lord. Go in peace, for the Lord hath turned his light on you now. In Jesus' name, praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the Lord.
The rest of side one and side two of this tape is the ministry of the Lord through Brother Jack Harris, Thursday morning, July the 3rd, 1986.
Consider yourself very blessed of the Lord to be able to look upon the things that you're able to look upon this day and see the things that you're able to see this day. Yea, I say unto thee, why be an onlooker and why be a spectator when you can be a participator this day and you can be a partaker this day of the fullness of what I pour out upon my people this day. And yea, why consider yourself as one standing on the outside looking in, when I give thee the open door to be on the inside looking out this day. Yea, ye that consider yourselves on the inside looking out, yea, consider not yourself to be rich and increased with goods and wanting nothing. Yea, I say unto thee, indeed have I made thee rich with my blessings. But yea, I say unto thee, there is a deeper and a more inner court for thou to enter in this day, I say unto thee. And consider thou not only as one on the inside looking out, but yea, come closer on the inside unto me. Consider yourself not to be one that is rich and wanting nothing, for indeed I have more for thee. And I say unto thee, look upon the greater things that I have unto thee. You that are on the inside, look upon the things that I have for thee, and don't only look upon, but enter in unto them this day, saith the Lord. For this is the day, and this is the day of my timing, and of my dispensation unto this place, and unto thee in particular, that thou can enter more closely into my inner courts this day, saith the Lord.
Heal my feet under the eye. You see, I'm that I'll see.
Do not say tomorrow I will fast. Do not say tomorrow I will seek you. Don't you know that I have called us all fast this day for you, and that you are to sanctify yourself, that you might be worthy to walk in the walk that I have set forth before thee, that you might enter in to the holies of holies. Do you not know that the higher praise and the higher calling that you experience, but you are not ready for it? I have called forth for you to sanctify yourself, and to walk the walk that I have given unto thee, that you might be worthy of the calling that I have given unto thee. Do not say that you are not worthy, for I make you worthy. And if you look to me in the altar, the things of your faith, and I say to you, walk, 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 walk.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And I knew they were the feet of an army. And I saw that at the beginning of this they were feet that of those who were just inducted and tripped over themselves and could not march in order. And I see them now as feet that are learning to walk, while they still get out of step somewhat, and they still jostle each other somewhat. They are feet that are learning to march. And I hear a promise in the Spirit that as we are diligent before the Lord, as we listen to his voice, as we obey with our hearts, that before we leave here, we shall be an army that marches in step, in time, and that does not jostle each other.
Sheolah Mahayo Shai, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise the lovely Lord. Thank you, lovely Lord. Thank you for your wonderful presence, Lord. You are visiting your people by your Spirit, Lord. Oh, yes. Many have been the instructions. Oh, much has been the praise. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a dry root out of the ground. He hath no form nor comeliness that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of men, afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray and turned every one to his own way. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, but he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people was he smitten. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because in him was no violence, neither was deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When he hath made his soul an offering for sin, he shall sear the seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. I will divide unto him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, made intercession for the transgressors, and bare the sins of many. 27 identifying marks. The young prophet Isaiah stepped out and placed on our blessed Savior 800 years before the baby cried in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. He had already projected 27 marks of identification on him. Hallelujah. Under the old English law, before fingerprints became a way of positive identification, 4 identifying marks was enough to satisfy an English court. Oh, but our God, this great prophet of God steps out and projects over the horizon of time and places 27 identifying marks on our blessed Lord, that there can be no mistake. And today, and even now, and during this meeting for the last few hours, days, we've almost seen all of those. We've almost seen all of that identification. Now, Isaiah said, after all of this preaching, all of these projections, all of this manifestation, he said, I wonder who really seen the arm of the Lord. Did you really read out of this that we are an extension of the ministry of our blessed Lord? Hallelujah. We are the arm of the Lord. We are an extension of his ministry. Who shall declare his generation? I will. Hallelujah. You will. Let's do it again. Who shall declare his generation?
I will.
Hallelujah. Yes, I believe that you will. We will declare his. He was cut off out of the land of the living. But I'll tell you, he ascended back on high. He gave gifts unto men. He went right into the heart of the earth and preached to the spirits that had been confined, that had never heard the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom. He went in there to liberate those spirits, stepped over to the brink of that great gulf that separates the righteous from the unrighteous, declared to those that were in outer darkness that you have received your just reward. Hallelujah. It was time to move paradise. Oh, blessed be God forever. For before Jesus had come, there were rumors in paradise. Paradise at that time was in the heart of the earth. Hallelujah. And Isaiah says to Jeremiah, say, somebody comes from the earth down to the place of paradise and said, hey, I there was a fellow that raised a man from the dead the other day in Bethany. Hallelujah. And Isaiah punched Jeremiah and said, he's up there, boy. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about time to deliver these spirits from captivity. Hallelujah. And on that blissful day when he pronounced to the unjust that you have received your just reward, he led captivity captive. Hallelujah. He come up through the ground. Hallelujah. And took paradise up in the outer stratosphere. Now, you know, somebody said, where's paradise? It's in the upper stratosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, somebody said that Russian astronaut didn't see it. No, but I'll tell you, he didn't see God, but God seen him. And I'll tell you something else. If something had went wrong with his aircraft, he'd have seen God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. He's up there, and he's here. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. He is clothed with strength, whereof he girdeth himself. The earth is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne, O Lord, is established of old. The floods have lifted up. The floods have lifted up their voices. The floods have lifted up their waves. But the Lord God on high is mightier than the waves of the sea. He's mightier than the voices of the sea. He's mightier than public opinion. He is mightier than the waves of the ocean. Hallelujah. Thy testimonies are very sure, and holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, may Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then had the streams overwhelmed us, and the waters had gone over us, and the proud waters had passed over us. But thanks be to God, he didn't leave us a plea to their teeth. Our soul escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy going out and coming in from henceforth and forevermore. Oh, praise God forever. That's security. That's where it's at. It's in him. The blissful graces of God that would allow us just to bask in his blessed presence. Hallelujah. We're in the profound Shekinah realm of the glory of God this morning. I'll tell you, God has just enshrouded this camp since we've been here. And we're just in his presence. My sons of God, before the presence of God this morning. What a wonderful privilege it is. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, great God. Great God. Great God, great God, great God. Yea, the Lord would say unto thee to think it not a small thing that the Lord would pay thee such a tremendous visitation, yea, as you have been recipients of in these days of gathering together. Yea, for it is not by accident that you have come this way. Yea, for the Spirit of the Almighty God has drawn thee from every direction. Yea, and from many states I have gathered thee together. Have you not heard the call that I have made, gather my people together unto me, saith the Lord? Yea, some came thinking that they were gathering unto a camp meeting, but in all truth and reality you were gathering unto me, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, that many have sacrificed, yea, that they might gather unto me. Therefore shall the Lord honor your sacrifice, yea, and shall begin to shower blessings upon thee untold, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and the Lord shall continue to bless in this place, saith the Lord, as people gather from all quarters, from all areas, of the nation and even beyond this nation, saith the Lord. Yea, for it was never intended that thou should have a ministry that would bounce just off the four walls and make a clamoration in the center, but this ministry shall go beyond. Yea, it shall be a ministry that will reach over the wall and through the crevices and to the backside of the dark crevices of the universe. Yea, light shall come through the mail. Yea, through the voice that is lifted up. And know, my sons, yea, that very soon now I shall remove the restrictions even in your travel, saith the Lord thou God. And thou shalt never be hobbled with finances, for the Lord thou God, yea, shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. I shall begin to move the limitations and restrictions. Therefore, ye that are sons, say not in your heart, I cannot do this. Yea, because the knowledge of what you cannot attain to is what is hindering you even today, saith the Lord thou God. Do not say that no one has ever jumped more than 8 feet high. Yea, and do not program yourself to be restricted to statistics, saith the Lord. Do not program yourself to be restricted to records, saith the Lord thou God, for I'm the great record breaker. Yea, I'm the timekeeper. And I'm going to bring you to that place where you will pay no attention to time. You will pay no attention to records. And when you don't know what the record is, you will outdo yourself, saith the Lord. Yea, until you have rose above your own ability and your own strength, you have done nothing unusual, saith the Lord thou God. It is when you will set back, yea, and rest in your spirit, and let I, the Lord thou God, be your strength. Let me be your joy, and you will have continuous joy, saith the Lord. For have you not read that the joy of the Lord is your strength? This is not your joy, saith the Lord. I have never said that your joy is your strength. I said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yea, for you are a people that are given to joy today and sorrow tomorrow. Yea, joy this hour and sorrow the next hour. Grief 1 hour and blissfulness another hour. But my joy never changes, saith the Lord thou God. So if you shall let me impart my joy deep within your spirit, yea, it shall give you strength. Strength to overcome. Strength to come up over all of those things, yea, that has defeated thee in the past. You've only been defeated because that you have been programmed not to break any records, not to do the unknown, not to excel above your own physical strength. But I, the Lord thou God, would say unto you that be ye the strongest man in the tabernacle this morning, it is nothing. Yea, but the power of the Almighty. Yea, moved by the power of my might, saith the Lord thou God, and many shall be healed. Yea, restrictions shall go. Yeah, even the lame will walk. Oh, praise God forever. The wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, us, and the glory of the Lord. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Anybody weak handed? Strengthen ye the weak hands. Anybody don't believe? Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth. Springs in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and in the habitation of dragons for each way shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a great day. that you have come to, saith the Lord, thou God. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Now, the psalmist said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All right, let's do it. You say, who all's redeemed? All right? Hallelujah. I'm going to say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and you're going to say, I'm redeemed. That's saying so, isn't it? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm redeemed.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm redeemed.
Oh, I believe you are. Hallelujah. And what a redemption. We are redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord. I feel like, I think I hear the fluttering, and I feel the nearness of the spirits of just men made perfect. I think that great cloud of witnesses, hallelujah, hallelujah, is hovering close. They don't know, but what, maybe we're going to break that sound barrier this morning and release them into perfection. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, that's going to happen. It's a reality. One day, hallelujah, the last one of that 144,000 that is to be perfected in shoe leather, hallelujah, amen, is going to step through the boundaries of limitations, and the translation's going to take place, and them that could not be made perfect without us, that's the last boost they need. Hallelujah. You know what they're doing this morning? They're in the grandstands. But a great cloud of witnesses. They've joined the grandstands and they're watching us this morning. Hallelujah. And they're trying to cheer us on. Have faith. Break out of your limitations. Be sons of God. Come to Zion. Hallelujah. Yeah, they're up there, you know. they've joined the great cloud of witnesses one by one. Yeah, maybe your parent is there. Maybe your daddy's there. Maybe your granddaddy. Maybe his daddy. They all join in them crowd of witnesses, and they waiting on you. Hallelujah. They perhaps can see you, but you can't see them. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're watching your race. Hallelujah. I hope that you will be. We got to be perfected before they can be perfected. See, my dad died about. But he died about 4 years ago. He was a ripe old age, believe me, 96 years old. Near 97. And he went to join that great cloud of witnesses. He sat down there in old Lael Barris. That's my granddaddy. And on the other side of Al Barris was Scott Harris. He was my next granddaddy. He was killed in the Civil War. And then beyond Scott, there's old Alfred. That was my next granddaddy. Come on back to Adam Harris. And they sitting there watching us. And so my dad's name was Steve. And they all bunched Steve and said, hey, Steve, ain't that Jack? Yeah, that's Jack. Hallelujah. So he looks a little further there and he said, well, ain't that Jack Junior? Jack the Fifth? That's my son. Well, he says, yeah. So then they say, well, let's root for our team. Now, look, you know what spectators do, don't you? You ever been to a football game? Well, all right, so We have a good visitation, and the spectators stand. Here they go. Jack, Jack, Jack's our man. If Jack don't do it, Jackie can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be perfected. All right. Isn't our God good? Yeah. They're waiting for us to. Yeah. I got to break out of these limitations, please. Believe me, I've been on the other side of some of them. Hallelujah. I have explored the unknown to us. And inasmuch as I have done that, it makes me to know that there is a place like that. Now, I have been into the realm of the supernatural. I mean, way out. Maybe I ought to give you an example. I walked into some years back. We walked into a gift shop one day. Let me tell you the story. My wife and I were returning from out of state. We had been to a veterans hospital to visit a friend of mine, and we were coming home. Well, I think we'd been to a meeting. We'd stopped by the veterans hospital, visiting on the way home. Anyway, my wife always accused me of starving her when we're traveling. And so I said, well, you can't stop everywhere you see a sign that says restaurant. We never get home. So we had come through. She'd been kind of letting me know she was hungry for the last hour or two. And we came through this. I just kept driving. And so she kindly got aggravated at me. And I said, all right, the next sign we see it says eat or anything kindred to eat, I'm going to stop. I don't care what it is. We're going to stop and we're going to eat there. We'd been kind of, you know, hunting for a choice place. You know how you'll do. So in about 20 minutes, a truck stop comes up. And I said, there's a truck stop. We'll stop there. Normally, I don't stop at truck stops much. I just don't, you know. But I did that one. But as it turned out, it was more than a truck stop. It was a shopping center. So I said, when I got out, we parked right in front of the restaurant, though, you know. They always see good because them truck drivers eat big, you know. And when I got out of the car, but before I got out of the car, I just, the Lord said, attach yourself to that gift shop. And I said, what? And the Spirit said, attach yourself to that gift shop. So I looked down there and gifts. There was a shop down half a block away. And I told my wife, I said, I have the strangest feeling. The Lord says for me to attach myself to that gift shop. Well, of course, this tickled her. I mean, you know. And I said, no, well, let's eat. But so we got out and locked the car and went in. But I felt a strong urge and a pull in to go to the shop. But I didn't. So we went in there and eat. We conversed. And really, to tell you the truth, I forgot it. And we went and paid our bill, come out. And I come around and opened the door, started to get in the car. And the Spirit said, are you going to attach yourself to that gift shop? And I said, yes. So I said to my wife, I said, I've got to go to the gift shop. She said, I'm going too. And I went down to the gift shop. It was about like 5:30 in the afternoon. It was time to close it. And there was one lady in there. That's all. She was way back at the desk, and I could see her through all of the gimmicks, you know, and the trinkets and everything. So I thought, well, I don't want to disturb her. She's probably tallying up the day. So I just said loudly to her, I said, we're just going to browse. And she heard me, and she came out from behind all that stuff, started down the aisle, came toward me, and she got about as close as to you, Brother Lee, and she said, you're a prophet. Aren't you? Yeah, she said, you're a prophet, aren't you? And I never had seen her before. She never had seen me before, never heard of me. I never heard of her. And we're states apart. And I didn't know just how to, you know, I don't ever go around telling folks I'm a prophet. I don't ever tell folks I'm an apostle. I don't name myself. I'm serving the Lord. Well, so I said, well, I'm a preacher. Well, that's the next thing to a prophet, you know. So she said, oh, then she just almost got hysterical. She said, you wouldn't know that I have been praying. I couldn't make it through this day. I knew I'd never make it through this day. And I had been praying that that God would send a prophet. I got to have some help. And she said, but this time she's real, but this time I'm tuning in on her. And she's just poured out this much to me. And she says, and I said, well, hold everything right there then. Let me see. Let me see what I feel the Spirit. I'm getting the rhema. I don't know, she don't know what the rhema is. But she figures if I'm getting it, it must be good. And I said to her, I said, and all of this transpires quick. I mean, it's no long thing. I don't pump her or prime her or pick her. anything. I said it has to do with airplane. And boy, that really, I knew I'd hit the right key. I was sure of the right key anyhow, but I got the confirmation that we're dealing with airplanes. Hallelujah. And I said, then I moved into the realm of a seer prophet. And I seen a man on that plane. And I thought, well, now this man is related to, he is in this, it's this man in this airplane that this lady is so desperate about. So I thought, my first impression was, see, when you move like this, you have to move teetotally by unction. You put it in cruise. You put everything up here in cruise. Block this out. Don't filter nothing through here. Because, see, now the first thing that I did there, I filtered through here, and I thought to myself, that's her husband. Then, but before I could say, it is your husband, I looked again. And I said, no, that's her brother. So I said, it's your brother. Again, I get the confirmation, we're right. And I said, he hijacked the airplane. And he has hijacked an airplane, and the airplane has come in to the... made a landing, and there's a shootout. And some officer, maybe an FBI agent, somebody's gotten killed here. But it's not your brother, and he didn't do it. But in the Rucas, somebody has been killed, and your brother is now in the state, I call the state that he was in confinement. And there, you know, the prospects look bleak, but thus saith the Lord, in 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, you can visit your brother in the state. He'll be in confinement when you visit him, and this is what you shall do, my daughter, the Spirit said. When you get permission to visit him, you walk into the room that you're going to visit him in and do not greet him. Do not greet him with the normal greeting of, how are you? I'm so glad to see you. But when you walk into the room where he is, go directly to him, place your hand on his forehead, and deliver him from prison. In Jesus' name. And as unbelievable as this is going to sound, in 6 weeks from today, he's going to be a free man. All charges are going to be dropped. And he'll be free to serve the Lord. And if he will serve the Lord will use him. But if he will not serve the Lord, then I leave the judgments of the Lord between him and the Lord. And then we prayed with the lady. And then we went out and got in our car. And we pulled out of the driveway, out on the interstate, and I realized that I couldn't drive because I was too crushed inside. And the tears were streaming. I couldn't see. I pulled off on the shoulder of the road, looked over at my wife, and she was just, tears just flowing. We realized that we had been lifted up into the Shekinah glory in the realm of the Lord where angels fear to trod. To make this story as short as possible, it took me about, I must have been on that high for 2 or 3 weeks. And I could just, it was glorious. And then I came down from that high. Of course, you know, I was on the ground all the time physically, but you know. Don't let me spook you. I'm not trying to spook you. I'm just showing you something here. And about 6 weeks, no, about 8 weeks later, a couple of months later, I had, you know, the incident had grown kind of dull to me already. Well, I went to the mailbox, got my mail, or it came across my desk in here, and I looked at this one, and I'd get, quite a bit of mail anyhow, and think nothing about it. And I opened this one, this particular letter, but I paid close attention to that letter when I came. It was among, 20 or 25 maybe. But that one, when I reached and got that one, I had a special feeling. I looked at it to see if I recognized the handwriting, but I didn't. So I opened it, and it said, "Dear Reverend Harris, you will remember me, and I, at this point, and I'll remember you through eternity," she says. "But just to let you know that on a certain day," she named the day of the month, "in this particular state, a prophet walked into a gift shop and spoke the word of the Lord, and as you spoke, so has it come to pass. by minute detail. And I am so, so thrilled that God has a man in the earth that can speak his word and it comes to pass. And I have the letter in my file today. Hallelujah. Every once in a while I read it. Now, what happened? I and the Lord lifted me beyond all the boundaries. Now what I, the beauty part of it is, I was there. That makes me to know that there is a place like that, and if there is a place like that, it makes me to know something else, that when I get everything just right in here, and in here, and all over here, that I can just dwell there. Hallelujah. Now think about just dwelling there. What could we do? You talk about, somebody says we need to evangelize. If I can ever dwell there, hallelujah. And if a bunch of us can ever get there, it won't be any trouble to evangelize the world. Hallelujah. And give ever living human, ever conceivable chance to come to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break his bands from us. Let us cast his cords asunder. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king in my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, dash them in pieces as a potter's vessel. Hear ye, kings, be wise, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that do put their trust in the Lord. I could tell you many experiences like that, but I won't. Hallelujah. I won't at this time. Hallelujah. But I have broken the sound barriers of the Spirit and been permitted to come into a place that we don't abide in. I've been there. But inasmuch as I have been there, it makes me to know that there is a condition that when I meet that condition, I can stay there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I feel the mighty presence of God this morning in my spirit.
Yes, there's an awesome presence of the Lord in this place. It's not a place to say anything or do anything that would except to praise and worship the Lord. I had asked Brother Hood to minister this morning, but I'm going to ask him to relinquish that. I'm going to ask Nina to come and just sing a couple of courses, no comments. And Irma has gone with Patty to get the stack of prayer requests. And I feel that the anointing of the Lord is here to hear and answer our petitions in behalf of these requests that are depending upon us to be their intercessors. And while the anointing of the Lord and his presence is in our midst, I feel to bring these requests before the Lord, that the angel of the Lord would minister and hear and take our requests and answer them as we become intercessors for those who are in need today.
There is no higher law known in heaven or in the land of the living than the law of intercessory. It is the highest law known unto God or man. Shall I give you an illustration? All right, let's look at this 45-year-old lady. You can tell that she's kind of weather-beaten, had kind of a hard life. She's worked hard. And I see her following this young man. He's about 16, 17 years old, into a judge's chamber. He looks like a rebellious young man, for indeed he is. This is the third time he's been before this judge. He's a juvenile delinquent. And so the mother follows him into the judge's chamber and executes the ministry of intercessory. She says to the judge, "Oh, Your Honor, sir, this is a good boy." And he just got in bad company, and he's easily influenced. Basically, he's a good boy, and I need him at home. I'll tell you what, sir, if you would just let me take this boy home with me, I promise you on my word of honor that he'll never face you again. So the judge opens the book and looks at it and reads the charges that is against this young man. And he says, he reads it right out of the state articles of the Arkansas Constitution. And he says, ma'am, Mrs., this boy has been before me three times. He is a habitual criminal. He now has these charges against him that combined would get him 40 years in the state penitentiary. I have the authority, according to the Constitution of this state, to give him 40 years all total in the penitentiary. Where now she begins to make an emotional plea before the judge. And finally the judge closes the book of the Constitution of the laws of the state of Arkansas and says to the woman and the boy, he says to him, son, if I ever see you again, I'm going to throw the book at you, put you under the jail and throw the key away. But right now, for now, ma'am, I'm going to just disregard all of this law, and I'm going to turn him loose into your custody, and he's free to go. You know what has happened? The law of intercession has overcome the law of the Constitution of the state of Arkansas. It has overcome the whole Constitution of the law of the United States. It is the hardest, it is the heaviest law, the greatest powerful law in all the world, in heaven or earth. By it, kingdoms will crumble. Hallelujah. Dominions will fall. By the law of intercessory, there is no higher calling, no higher law known to man or to God. So when you begin to execute the ministry of an intercessory, remember that you are executing the highest law in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And properly executed, it'll never fail. Oh, praise God forever. Hallelujah. Now, I'll stop off here, lest I don't stop off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and displeased him, that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. And the Lord said unto him, the angel of the Lord, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, the church, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men, women, young people, and children, that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And Jesus said that these things come out only through fasting and prayer. Father, I count it a privilege today for us to come and gather together and to bring the prayer requests that have come to us in the phone calls, and to lift them up before Thee, to be intercessors in their behalf. I thank You for that privilege that You've given unto us, Lord. And we accept that responsibility and count it a privilege to bring these that have, some of them have no one to pray for them or with them, and to be intercessors in their behalf, and to hold up their hands, to share in their sorrows and in their griefs, and then, Lord, also to share in their joys. Father, I thank You for this privilege that You've given unto us. And we take this place of responsibility. We take it not lightly, but we take it seriously. For Father, it's a great responsibility that You have given unto us to have the privilege to be intercessors in the household of faith and for the household of faith. And Father, we thank You for hearing our petitions and answering them. For Your word says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, in the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, that You would hear and answer our petitions. And so today now, Father, all these petitions have already been made known, and You know them. We come and present them again. We knock at the door. We come and present them before the seat of judgment. And ask, Lord, that you will send an angel of the Lord, that You will assign an angel of the Lord to each one of these requests to see that they're answered and that they're brought to fruition. And we thank You for hearing our petition, and we praise You for it today. Amen, amen. Thank You, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.